This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner. The co-owner. With Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay. Just so I understand that in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell. And you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
When was the last time you thought about, as we've called it in the past, the quarterback carousel? Like, at the present time.
Every day.
Every day. I think about it every day.
Yeah.
Do you think you would do well?
No.
Trying to predict what teams are going to do? I'm really having a tough time this year.
Yeah. I don't know how seriously to take Aaron Rodgers staying in New York to quarterback the Giants instead of the Jets, for example. To me, I just think that sounds like a crazy thing to do. But, you know, the owner might be breathing down their necks. Man, if I'm Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and I've got a stay of execution for all intents and purposes, like, they could have been fired this year, but they're going to keep going. That's my move. That just seems really risky, you know. I don't know. Maybe Rodgers, the experience with the Jets. Maybe he doesn't have to bring Alan Lazard and Bakhtiari and everything. He never got to the Jets, but he doesn't get to bring the whole posse with him because, you know, he hasn't earned that anymore, and so a team can avoid the caravan maybe. But that's my starting point.
But it would be Adams, though, it seems.
On the Giants?
Wherever he goes. It sounds like Adams will go wherever Rodgers goes.
I got you, yeah.
So maybe it won't be Randall Cobb anymore, but it'll be Devontae Adams.
Right. So I'm struggling with that. Kirk Cousins. Are the Falcons really going to hang on to Kirk Cousins as a $30 million backup? Maybe.
They'd rather not.
Right. So I don't know. Where in the world does he go? I mean, I've mentioned him as a Jet possibility before. I just think that would be hilarious if the Jets did that. But
That's the thing.
I'm having a very hard time placing guys. I just don't think there's... With Stafford not... Like, Stafford moving would have been exciting. Because then, like, oh, he's talking to the... Okay, well, he's going to the Giants. Darnold goes to the Rams. And, like, that you could feel pretty certain about. But now that he's staying in L.A., I don't know where the landing spot is for Darnold. And it's just everything. I just don't have... I'm not dug in on anything, really, with the quarterbacks, where they're going to go.
Well, it's hard. I guess I want to take the Giants-Rodgers idea seriously because, like, as soon as Stafford announced, there was the next report, like, they're going to move over to Aaron Rodgers. But always the number one thing is what? What are the incentives? What are the team incentives? This is where I think the Browns are different, and I've had arguments about this, than the Giants. You said already, the Giants have to pick the player they think can win them the most games this year, which is a terrible spot to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're drafting third, right? I mean, you should want to draft a quarterback if you can, and you might have a chance to do that. Not definite. It's not the best year for it either. But I think because of the status of the coach and GM, like, how do we win 9-10 games this year so we get to stay? And that's not great.
Right. If your draft idea is reaching for a guy that doesn't deserve to be drafted where he's getting drafted, like, you're not going to get your hands on the top guy. And
you could.
Okay, if you move, sure.
If you move, right?
I feel like the Browns or the Titans, somebody's going to trade. Yeah, maybe you could. Either way, all I'm saying is if the first quarterback's gone, you're not taking the second one at three, probably, like, and saying, like, that's our move. I don't know. I mean, you could. I might rather do that than sign Aaron Rodgers myself, but what does the owner want? You know, like, where are we? What's the urgency? Because you draft a guy there, even if you know, if it's a reach or not, you're okay. I got a year to work with him, and then there's a year or two. And I don't know if they have that kind of patience in mind with those guys there. So they might not have the time to draft a guy, which is all the more reason why you move on.
From your coach
and your GM. Yeah. If you don't want them to draft a guy and give them that time, then what are you doing?
Well, who knows what they're planning to do or what they thought maybe they could do with Stafford. That would have been live. So, yeah, like, what is their incentive? I think it's short term. And where does that leave the Giants? Rodgers, Cousins. It's all pretty hilarious. It's all, which of these ideas would you expect to work? Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson. So the Jets, it's so funny that it's the Giants and the Jets again.
Mm.
They're both nowhere. And the Jets have this too. They just don't draft as high, but they already had Rodgers. If they get Cousins, that's the same thing as having had Rodgers without the politics. You know, you're getting a guy off an Achilles. Okay. It's just sort of almost a poor man's version of it.
They're on to their fourth, since Allen and Darnold were drafted, they're on to like their fourth new idea. It's incredible.
Darnold doesn't work. He already played there. Like, you're not getting him,
mm-hmm.
I think. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is a name. This is the Giants first. Like, they're not getting him. They wouldn't want him. He might be better than anybody else on this list except for Darnold. Honestly. I mean, rank these guys. Darnold, Russell Wilson, Fields, and we're not even done. Like, Pittsburgh's going to need to do something, and Tennessee will need to do something, probably, and Vegas, and maybe Indianapolis wants to do something. Darnold, Russell Wilson, Fields, Jameis Winston, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Tyrod Taylor. Who's the second best guy? If Darnold has to be, does Darnold have to be the best? That's even weird.
Probably. I don't like a big commitment to him. I think he'll get it because of, well, the names we're talking about right now. Like, some team, there's going to be I think there'll be a bidding war for him. As he's in charge of that. I mean, if he wants to create that, I think he can create that. Talk to three teams and let them duke it out for you. I mean, it's kind of incredible. And I'd have a big buyer beware tag on him with a big commitment anyway.
Sure,
but he's easily the best guy on the list.
Kinda, yeah.
Which really says a lot about the list.
Rodgers and Adams. Does Adams go back to Vegas? Like, maybe Rodgers with Brady there. That ends up being their move. But what is going to work here? What does Pittsburgh do? What are their options? Fields, Wilson, which they've just done, and the season completely fell apart on them again, right? Another first-round blowout playoff loss. That must be getting old. But instead, I do want to keep mentioning Daniel Jones because he's, like, somehow for me the least laughable of these. But, you know, having said that, imagine Phil Lapone. I don't know what his feelings are about Daniel Jones, but what are anybody's?
Oh, God.
What are anybody's?
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
come on.
What idea here do you take seriously for any of these teams?
I think the optics of...
What's the funniest? That's what we should do.
The funniest is Rodgers goes to the Giants and Daniel Jones goes to the Jets. Right now, off the top of my head, that is the most hilarious outcome that you could possibly wish for.
Yeah, basically they just switched teams.
Right.
Jones was in Minnesota.
But he was on the Giants to start last year.
Yes.
So he was there for all going on, not all of the 2 years of Rodgers. And Rodgers was barely there for the 2 years. He missed all of the year before. Anyway, that it would just be hilarious. I can imagine they still make newspapers, the back pages. Like, it would be a field day.
They might play.
Pretty incredible if those two changed spots like that.
They don't play. That's the division where that's the extra game. Like the Bills play the Eagles.
Yeah.
But the Jets play Dallas. Those teams finished third. The Jets did not finish last somehow. New England plays the Giants. Anyway, so Pittsburgh's got to come up with something here. The Giants and the Jets have to come up with something here. Vegas has to come up with something here. Maybe Cleveland drafts Cam Ward. Maybe Tennessee does. And Cleveland drafts Sanders. And they just kind of do that. And they cross their fingers. At least, like, that happens. That's plausible. Your team finished with the worst record in the league, and you drafted a quarterback at the top of the draft. Okay, that's what we're supposed to do. Travis Hunter seems really fun. Carter might be really good. That's what we're supposed to do. So that's sort of a plausible plan of attack. Otherwise,
right? Trey Lance. Welcome to the party, Trey Lance.
Are there maybe? I think I'm probably forgetting up to five names of quarterbacks that I've thought of for this exercise before. Like Trubisky would be one. Somebody that.
Mm-hmm.
How much worse are you doing with him than an ancient Rodgers? Cousins broken down, couldn't move. But yet, like, somebody's going to want to do that? What options do they even have?
Is Taylor Heineke one of these people you haven't thought of? He's on this list. Zach Wilson is on this list. Drew Locke is there if you want him. I mean, Mac Jones, everybody.
Mac Jones isn't bad.
I saw Carson Wentz's name mentioned. He's on the list here. He's a free agent. I don't know where what team he was attached to. Or maybe it was just quarterback needy teams are calling on Carson Wentz.
Oh, I saw something too. You're right.
Just what?
He's a free agent?
Yes.
He was with the Chiefs.
Mason Rudolph. I mean, you've got, Josh Dobbs is still out there.
The Pastronaut.
Right. Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins. I was about to say Nick Mullins.
Holy moly, what a list.
Really tough times for a half a dozen or so teams. Like, if we're the Giants, what do we want? They didn't make the coaching change. What do we want? Rodgers would make us insane.
Yes.
Fields, I know what you're going to say. Like, Fields is not believable.
He's not
for
any
you.
Good. He's not he's any good.
I think, you know, people tell themselves a story when it comes to Fields.
Right.
Highly rated, still young.
On this list, he's credible as an idea because the list is so crappy. Like, I walk onto the lot and I'm looking to buy something. You might talk me into Justin Fields because everything else is scratched and dented and like there's steam coming out of the radiator. So I what am I doing? So at least him, it'd be like, well, you know, the right coaching, like something. You could talk yourself into it because there has always been. There's a reason guys get chances. I mean, there's been high-end talent. Both, of course, running and even throwing. It's just not on display on a consistent enough basis for me to trust that he's going to be good. But it's possible he puts it all together somewhere. That's the bet you'd be making. And on this list, he's not the most laughable. There's a lot more guys on here that I'd laugh harder at, for sure, than Justin Fields. I don't think it's going to work, but...
What's Russell Wilson? Can you sell that? Could the Raiders... can't even say it. Hayden Wink's a really sharp guy from Underdog. And I might have thought this before, but he tweeted it, that Jones to Indianapolis is it, that makes sense. Indianapolis is tough because they have Richardson, who's only 2 years in and very athletic. You know, there's still some hope for Richardson, but he completed like half his passes or something abysmal. So they'd want, and this is how they've been talking, they'd want a veteran backup to compete with him. But they kind of just had that. I don't know if Flacco ever competed with him, but he replaced him.
Yeah.
And I think this time you'd want somebody better than Joe Flacco, which isn't saying nothing. I mean, he was a Super Bowl MVP in his day. You'd want somebody better than that to accomplish what you want to accomplish, but not somebody who would have to start.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Darnold doesn't work because Darnold would have to start, right? If they did that?
Yes.
So
yes. And style-wise, like, Daniel Jones is not the runner that Richardson can be, but he can run. You at least could have them competing on a somewhat level, like same offense. Like Flacco is a whole different team you're putting on the field if he's your quarterback versus Richardson from a athleticism standpoint. Again, Jones, I know he fell in the open field on that run 3 years ago and it was hilarious and we all laughed. But yeah,
it was kind of like a 90-yard run.
Yeah, but he can run. Yeah, he did run away from a bunch of people and then tripped. So that's how it goes sometimes. But he, like, style-wise, that makes sense to me, too.
You kind of have to do, some of these teams might have to do two things, like the Steelers did with Wilson and Fields, where one guy alone, you can't sign Daniel Jones, Raiders, for example, and stand there and talk about, like, you're excited about your future.
He's our quarterback. Right.
You can't do that. So you'd have to have someone else. Maybe a key to this is that second tier of rookie quarterbacks, like Dart, where somebody, the Raiders again, say, sign a veteran and draft Milroe in the second round, something like that, or Dart, whoever it is,
yep.
The Syracuse kid. Maybe he doesn't have to be the second round, but somebody else that you can put with the veteran nobody wants. And pass that off as, like, this is, people can't argue, like, this is the best we could do.
This is our, we're going to work on this guy, and next year he'll have a real shot at it.
Having two guys gives you an out, I think, as an organization. If it's one, come on. I mean, you're going to have a backup.
Right. Yeah, I think almost... I think Cousins, well, Rodgers. Rodgers and Cousins. And then Darnold. And I think I'm done. And it's not to say, I don't think Rodgers or Cousins are good ideas, but they're credible enough. And so Darnold obviously is too, where that's your move, that's your guy, you're having the news conference, he's got the jersey, here's the owner, everybody posed for the pictures, okay, great, we're done. Beyond that, and it's only three guys, there's not another name here that I think represents, here's our starter. Like, you know, that you're going to win the news conference.
What percent chance would you put on Mac Jones starting in week one for somebody? Is it higher than 10%? Maybe, because of all this? Is there any other team that we didn't? Maybe. I mean, apart from an injury, is there any other team that... you wonder about who they start? I don't think there is. New Orleans is going to start Carr.
Right.
Seattle, I think, will draft a quarterback fairly early, but they'll start Geno.
Yeah, no. It's who's the list is Jets, Raiders, Browns.
Tennessee.
You can put Tennessee there, but they at least... like, it wouldn't be stunning if Levis was their guy to start the year.
No, that's right. If they draft a defensive player at one, you'd assume Levis, and they could add one of these backups.
And then the Giants, that's it in the NFC.
Then Pittsburgh and Indy, I put.
Right.
Indy will have somebody to compete with Richardson.
Right.
Pittsburgh
needs a guy, yeah.
It's just interesting and kind of funny how some of these teams, one of the names from column A might be the best name, but they were already on that team. Like, Wilson and Fields is the past for the Steelers.
Right.
Rodgers with the Jets, that's not going to happen. Darnold with the Jets. Daniel Jones with the Giants.
And in a way, even though it's a different team, Wilson and the Raiders is sort of like that because of Pete Carroll in Las Vegas now. It's a little odd. Like, oh, we're going to do that again?
I didn't think of that.
Like that.
That makes him more or less likely for the Raiders. I think maybe less.
Less, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's almost disqualified. I have to be right. That's just my initial read here is that would be a weird fit.
You're right. You're saying like there's basically the same thing, even though it's a different franchise.
Right.
Wow. Man, this is weird. I mean, yes. There always is movement, but some of it seems like it's kind of pretty easy to figure out and exciting even.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time.
Yeah, the bottom line here is, I mean, we've been talking for 20 minutes or more here about this. I don't like anyone for any team anywhere. Ever.
They're all bad ideas.
Only
bad ideas.
Usually at this time, they're like, oh, I think this guy will go there. That makes sense. Yeah, I see a fit. This year, it's just, it's not a good idea in the batch. Yeah, only bad ideas.
803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We've got the Sabres tonight at Montreal, trying to get them back for Saturday's loss. Pre-game coming up at 6. This is WGR.